What kind of impacts do debates generally have on presidential races?
Usually very little. The standard finding that we've reached, and you know, to the best we can study these kinds of questions, and it's tough because there's a lot of other things going on simultaneously, of course, but the standard finding in the literature is presidential debates don't matter that much. Most of the people that are watching it are already committed, right? They're partisan cheerleaders for one side or the other. And the other thing is usually most candidates are evenly matched. When they're not evenly matched, one candidate has a good night and the other has a bad night. For example, Mitt Romney had a really good performance. Obama had a really poor performance in the first debate of 2012. There's a bounce, but it comes back to earth, right? So it's a sort of more of a temporary blip that the numbers can move, but then they sort of return to back to where they were in the first prior to the debate. Now, a couple things that are, of course, different about this year is that, one, it's such a close race that conceivably anything can matter. So even if debates don't matter that much, if it's half a percentage swing, that might be enough to change the course of the election. And of course, the other thing is that Kamala Harris is, it's a weird situation. It's almost like in the national eye, instead of going through months and months of primaries, right, her campaign is less than 2 months old. So the ability for her to change her image, either for good or bad, is greater than for most presidential candidates at this stage of the game, where things are much more frozen and limber.
So, I mean, I guess, is there anything either candidate you think needs to do to make a difference?
I think it's to find Harris. I mean, I think Trump, you know, after 8 years, that is pretty much set. I mean, of course, this barring anything, you know, that Trump says something that for whatever reason is enormously controversial or comes up with some new policy proposal that's really large and kind of out of nowhere. And that's of course, is all possible. But Trump's image is sort of like he's a known quantity at this point. The biggest thing for both sides is defining Harris. And of course, Trump wants to define Harris in a certain way. And then Harris wants to define herself in a very different kind of way. But that's what I presume is going to happen, that Trump is going to try to paint Harris. And right, he's been trying out a whole bunch of different lines of attack, hasn't found one that seems to be really successful. But, you know, it may well be California radical, you know, weak on immigration, weak on crime, ineffectual, inflation. I expect those kinds of issues and talking points. Of course, Trump is going to want to play up her role and stature in the Biden administration, trying tire to the Biden administration, especially on policies like inflation and immigration and the border. Of course, Harris is going to try to do something very different, which is here's a new set of policy proposals, a new vision, a new image. She's in a tough position because, you know, on the one hand, the central theme of this campaign, of her campaign, has been right joy, right joyous and sort of this optimistic, more hopeful kind of approach for America. At the same time, she's a prosecutor and she's almost certainly going to want to hit Trump hard, right, in a prosecutorial way, which is not especially joyful. And so that's going to be a really tough balancing act, I think, for her to try to mediate between being this sort of happy warrior, but also, you know, coming after Trump in a fairly targeted prosecutorial or at least adversarial kind of way.
If debates generally only give small temporary bumps, at this stage in the election cycle, what do candidates need to do to increase their outreach?
Well, yeah, and this is the classic question, and it's as relevant this year as any other, of the tension between turning out your base and winning over swing voters, or you know, winning over undecideds, or even, of course, winning over converts from the other side. I think with this race now, and it seems like Harris has kind of put it back in equilibrium, which is this should be 50-50, right? All of Trump's races have been very, very close. And right, the idea that he would either run away with it or get blown out, you know, and he was trending towards running away with it in the summer. You know, Trump, of course, is in this tough position that he has a very high floor, but a relatively low ceiling, that, you know, even after the assassination attempt, he was really never able to get above 50%. And it looks like if Trump has a road to victory, it's not going to be in blowout kind of fashion. On the other hand, he's probably not going to lose by a blowout. And so, you know, I think they're both going to want to get these viral moments in, of course, to fire up the base. Of course, that's also what sticks around the news cycle. I mean, to the extent that debates can matter, sometimes they do, sometimes it's not just temporary, it usually is, but sometimes it's a little bit more lasting. An example would be 2000, Al Gore, right, that he exaggerated some things. And Bush's campaign was able to tie that into a pattern of, you know, Al Gore is just not trustworthy, right? There's just something that's not genuine about him. And so the debate in that situation almost certainly mattered. Again, though, that was a race of 537 votes in Florida. This could well be, you know, 5,000 votes in Wisconsin or 10,000 votes in Pennsylvania or something. So I think that's the other consideration, is that you want to be able to fire up your base, especially if you're someone like Trump. I think Harris's base is already there, right? She has the momentum, came in with a huge head of steam. I see her as trying to win over converts a little bit more, and I see Trump as trying to shore up his base, his turnout, because there just aren't a whole lot more votes out there for him. At least it doesn't seem like it. It just doesn't seem like there's a huge pool of voters that are going to vote for him. What he needs is to regain the momentum and fire up his base, which is what he sort of, his inclinations seem to be that anyway. He seems perfectly comfortable with having 48% of the country.
All right. Well, Chris Hare, Associate Professor of Political Science at UC Davis, thank you so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. Anytime, Scott.